As of this morning, we're going to disperse our workforce to work remotely. We're still going to do everything that we always do on a daily basis, and we're still going to have team members here at the station to ensure that we can get news and information out to the greater Lehigh Valley in a timely fashion through all of our media, whether it's radio, television, or digital.
Can you explain what that's going to look like? Who's going to be coming to the building, who's not?
So the majority of our team is going to be working remotely, and I expect that's going to be mostly from home. But during the day, we're going to have team members who are part of our engineering team, part of our content producing team that work with radio and television in the building to produce content to provide that news and information out to the greater Lehigh Valley. It will be as few people as we can utilize to ensure that we have a really high quality product and information, and the rest of the team will be working remotely.
What prompted this decision?
We had been meeting as a senior leadership team every single day for the last 2 weeks to evaluate what the best practices were for ensuring the health and safety of our team, which is paramount.
This public media center really is a space that the community comes to. How different is it going to feel not to have the community inside our organization?
So there was a great interview with a gentleman whose name I cannot recall. And in it, he said that the best way for us to ensure that we were going to get through this crisis and as quickly as possible is for everything to seem a little bit odd and potentially silly. And he was referencing, of course, the fist bumps and elbow bumps and the like. But I would extend that to what it will be like here in the physical space of the PPL Public Media Center. And that is, we are constantly bringing in groups of children, groups of adults for different events, hundreds, sometimes thousands, during the course of any given week. So the fact that we will not be bringing in those groups is very odd and different, but it is exactly the right thing to do at this particular point in time.
The station is launching a new television program about coronavirus. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what the thought process was about starting that program?
Most importantly, our mission as it regards to information is to be accurate and timely. And we determined that the best way to serve our community was to have a daily program at 3 p.m. to share the information that we knew to be accurate at that time. It will be a live show with medical experts, mental health experts, and other people who have import into the current crisis. So we will, for as long as the crisis lasts, we will be producing this on a daily basis at 3 p.m.
Thanks very much for your time today.
I'm very happy to do this. Thank you.